Welcome to the second season of the Mayor's News Podcast, hosted by Mayor
and Yitzhak, the best co-host.
As always, we say Mayor's Memes is more than a status, it's an experience. So another part of the awesome Mayor's News experience is this awesome podcast. On this podcast, we dive into the Jewish social media world to interview some of its influencers and uncover a little bit about their personalities. We're privileged to be joined on this episode of the Mayor's Memes podcast by Yaakov Langer. Yaakov Langer is the co-host of the Meaningful People podcast, the founder of Viewed with a Sign, and a presence in all forms of Jewish social media. How are you doing, Yaakov?
I'm doing good. There's one change to that, and I am the face of Viewed with a Sign, and I came up with the idea, but I could not be doing it without my good friend, Aim Humor, which he's still so secretive about his name, but I'm doing great. I'm doing great. What a nice intro. Thank you.
Kind of like Mayer's last name.
Meme?
Yeah, how do you know? How do you know my last name?
I know your real last name. It's Memestein, but you just shortened it to sound like more American. I know that.
Yeah. Okay, so as we try to always start with a podcast, we start begin with an icebreaker. So today it was submitted by a former member, a former guest, Yitzhak Friedman. So he asked, what is one thing you do not want to come back that was taken away by coronavirus?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Definitely better than last episode's question, I must say. I was not a fan of that.
You got me curious. What was last episode's
last episode's questions? Basically, I assume that since David Beshefkin was a lecturer, I assume that he would want a good question about who he would lecture in all of history, but apparently he did not. He or many others did not like my question.
Oh, God.
But it worked out. It worked out.
Funny thing about that is, I literally spoke to David Beshefkin 5 minutes ago. I'm privileged. He's coming out he didn't ask me to plug this, but I'm happy to.
He plugged it the entire episode.
Really? Okay, but he's coming out with a book that I'm actually excited about. I became friends with him recently-ish. Cool guy. So yeah, check out his top five book. But to answer your question, what's something that I don't want coming back? So I think, I mean, obviously I have to say this, COVID was terrible. We lost so many amazing, incredible people, and it was just a crazy disaster. But something that I don't really want coming back is there's a bunch of things. There's obviously the obvious answer, like the weddings being so crazy, you know, there's something magical about having a nice backyard wedding, but there was the world, I think, took themselves a little too seriously in all shapes and forms. I don't, you know, whether that was business or just how, you know, we just went about going to events and doing things. Like, everything was very, very serious. And I think if there's any silver linings from COVID, it's that we could understand that, like, not everything runs the way we think it should be run. And it's okay. Sometimes you have to have a Zoom meeting while you're wearing sweatpants, or you won't be able to go to your good friend's wedding because you have, like we're not in control. I think that's the ultimate takeaway, and that's not a bad thing. It's bracha, I think.
But, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thing from, like, you know, like I heard kind of two things in what you were saying there. Both of them were very interesting. One was like about being more like relaxed about, maybe they're really one and the same, but one was about being more like relaxed in how you approach life, and the second one's about like an emunah thing, more about recognizing that it's
saying, I think it goes hand in hand in certain ways. I think when we feel like we're in control, we feel a little more relaxed, but then there are moments in life where we're not in control, and then we're like, oh wait, well, everything's like blowing up. But I think the best approach is, like, we don't control anything, we gotta just try, and it's Hashem says whatever happens. I didn't think I'd be like so rebbish on this, but okay, I got to make more jokes. Sorry.
as Reliva would said, the icebreaker is always start.
Okay, so now to continue. Now we see a lot about who you are, your personality. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about your personal life, where you're from, what you do.
Sure. Originally from Brooklyn, from Flatbush. I usually get flack for saying that. But no, I love that I'm originally from Flatbush. I think there's obviously certain components of Flatbush or Brooklyn that could use some improvements, but overall I had such an amazing experience there. I'm the youngest of four boys. I grew up there, and you know, the classic flappish type of guy. I went to Bumble Colony, White House Estates, still do. And at a certain, I went to Yeshiva Rockaway for high school. And then I went to Rabbi Center's Yeshiva Daras HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael for 4 years as a bachur. And then I had the schus of going back there married for a year and a half with my wife. And now I currently live in Farakway in Queens. I don't know if I answered fully that. Is there more components to that question, or did I?
Well, it seems. As Hagler often says, as Yitzchak always says, it's generally based on how you read the questions. So in this situation, I guess you could technically say it's that's how you read it. That's how you that your answer.
Yeah, it's all up to the guest.
Oh, okay.
For the question.
Right, totally.
Okay, so that's my answer.
So, So in the theme of continuing. In the theme of the podcast, the way we know who you are, the way many people know you are through, your social media, through your different mediums. I guess we'll start, you have many different components, wear many different hats. So let's kind of start with, Yid with a Sign. How do you get into that?
Okay, sure. Yid with Sign. This is the story. It was at the beginning of COVID. I just won't sugarcoat this. I was in the shower, and there's a famous account called Dude with Sign, which till this day, literally, I think it was yesterday, someone like sent me, one of his posts, and like, oh my gosh, this guy's copying you. I'm like, no. He's the OG. This guy is original. Dude with Sign. If you don't know who he is, check him out. I don't think he's a Jewish guy, but just puts out like on the cardboard, you know, messages the world needs to hear. And my idea was like, why is there no one doing this specifically for Yidden? So I reached out to my brother. I have three brothers, but my brother Ellie, I reached out to. He's a very good writer, and I'm like, hey, let's do this together. Like, writing is not particularly my strong suit. I like creating, I like putting out there. I work on writing, but he's like, nah, I have no time for you. But I let me introduce you to Aim Humor, who I've heard about on Twitter because I've seen his tweets. And he, in my opinion, is the best tweeter. There's no shade to D-Bash. I already plugged his book, so wow. I don't feel as bad. But Aim Humor is hilarious. I actually never met him in person. And I just told him about the idea. And he's like, yo, let's do it. And we've been doing it since. Obviously, certain times there's more content that we're putting out there. But we probably have another 100 signs to go. But I just actually have to cut out the cardboard and write it and... Wow. That's the
you have them sitting in your
bunch of them, the original like 15 of them, I kept them in my car for a few months. Someone actually wanted to buy it, but nothing ever happened with them. Then my wife's like, okay, let's clean up your car. So I'm like, yeah. So we just threw them out.
So I'm convinced that the best one is that you can't leave family WhatsApp chats. I think
it's certain, yeah, there's certain rules that are just, you know, if the goal is that we're able to tap into like that niche from life where, you know, maybe that joke could work in like some other nationality or a culture, but like with the from world, it's such a true thing. You know, like we all have those parents that are like, you better not leave this. And it's like, it's like, nope, sorry, you can't leave anymore.
Right.
It's WhatsApp just makes it so public when it puts out, oh, you know, he's left the chat.
It's crazy. I have a whole theory on WhatsApp. I think WhatsApp is like the most sneaky form of social media. WhatsApp used to be like this place where, okay, you need to text someone. It's the easy way to text them. And then they came out with statuses and the whole world, like, I mean, this is a good segue. This is, here's the segue for me. Like, I loved Snapchat stories. That's where I started. I got my smartphone very late in the game. I'm very proud of it because I'm just that type of guy who's obsessive and like always on my phone. So I knew before I even had it, like, I don't want to get it. So I only got it in like 2014. But when I got it, I'm like, okay, Snapchat, doing stories, that's fun. That's awesome. Like saying, like creating zany situations, and it could be even nothing's going on, but like, I don't know, I'm going to the airport. Like there's got to be something there. And then from there transition to Instagram stories, and then from there transition into WhatsApp statuses. I think I remember the first day, that I don't remember how many years ago, WhatsApp status wasn't a thing and they just made it a thing. And I'm like, whoa, this is so cool. It's such a cool way to tap into the contacts, the people that actually know you. There's something a little more personal about it. But on the negative side, it was like, you know, you have tons of Hasidim using WhatsApp and they don't use social media, but now all of a sudden they all use, in a way, social media, because that's what WhatsApp status is, kind of.
Right, that's a, yeah, you see, I run one, and you see a big amount of people, like, people ask me, oh, why would people want to join a status system? Because a lot of people aren't on social media, and, like, this is their medium. And, yeah, so
I've wondered about that before. Do people outside of, do non-Jews use WhatsApp statuses? That's my question.
I think I have the answer. I mean, it's not the answer, but obviously there's like a billion people using WhatsApp. I was listening to a podcast and these guys are with it. And one of them had no clue what WhatsApp was. And the other one's like, yeah, you know, it's like iMessage. Like someone didn't even know what it was. But I think it depends on like your, like I used to work with a guy whose family lives in Dominican Republic. So same way, like how we have like Eretz Yisrael and like trying to talk to them, you know, someone like him, like I see it. He looks at my statuses, like he gets it. So I think it goes, you know, it depends on how used to their culture or surroundings are with status.
What I've realized is that it's often based on if there's like a very communal community, it's often that's who's on. Communities that are very tight.
Yeah, like a communal community that's communing with the community. Yeah,
no, it's what you need. It's what those people need, because you want to be able to contact with people like in large groups and in certain ways that you can't necessarily on like just text, and in certain ways that you can't really on other social media. But to kind of segue into your, it's not really a segue. I think we just to totally switch.
We're just monster trucking it. Yeah, okay.
Let's do it. To your, how do you get into the Meaningful People podcast? What do you, what exactly, I'm thinking people can see your co-host, but how do you run it? What do you
do? I have a special respect for your role as the co-host. It's kind of, it's sometimes hard, I know, the co-host. And
yes. Yeah, no, so you guys do a good job, both of you, bouncing off each other. It's good. We're in 2021. In 2019, Nahi Gordon reached out to me. When I was in 12th grade, Nahi was in 9th grade. So I knew Nahi's brother. And like I maybe recognized his face. He has red hair, so it's easy to remember. But I didn't really know him. You know, I've maybe seen him on social media here and there. He knew my in-laws' family, and he reached out to me. He's like, hey, I have an idea for a podcast. And I say, it's so funny you say that. I had an idea for a podcast. But to be honest, like I just never pursued it. Like it was going to take too much time. I'm like, so I just said like, I don't need to do it, but he's like, okay, I have an idea here. Let's talk. So here was what my idea was. I was going to call it Shtel All. And there's so many like personalities. There's more like celebrity based, but so many personalities in Klal Yisrael that we want to know more about them, you know, like why in just Hollywood could we get to know about all their lives? Like there's so many people are in our, you know, whether we're watching them on YouTube or going to their concert or just hearing a share from them, whatever it is, like, well, let's hear more about them. But I really did not pursue it. But Nahi told me, he's like, listen, I have Meaningful Minute. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. Meaningful Minute. He features a lot of Rabbanim and different speakers saying a minute. And he was getting a lot of requests that people wanted like more shirim from them. And now he's like, listen, there's definitely platforms where you could hear a shir and stuff like that. That's not really my thing. But then he's like, okay, maybe we could get to know these people more. And then I'm like, he's like, I would want to get to know more of the featured speakers that I have a Meaningful Minute more. So we kind of like, okay, let's figure out like what we could do here. Kind of, you know, said, okay, you know, I remember I was in my a car outside his apartment. We're like, okay, let's go into this 50-50 Meaningful People. Meaningful Minute can use it as much as they want, but like, let's just go crazy and interview awesome, great people making a difference in Klal Yisrael. And we said it from the I feel like I'm talking a lot. Sorry. We said it from the forefront. I know I don't get this opportunity. I'm always the listening guy. So now it's like, oh, I could say it all.
Totally. We always say the best podcast is when the guest speaks the most and you barely hear us.
So we basically said, like, let's get as many famous people, I'm putting that in quotes, as possible, because that will help us get listeners. But let's really try to get those people in Klausel that they're not famous and show Klausel like, look what this person's doing. Like one of my dear close friends, Pesach Weiss, is someone who lives with muscular dystrophy, commonly known as MD. And we were able to have him on. Like, obviously, he wasn't going to be like the first five episodes. He was like episode 30, I don't know, 33.
You need listeners for the
yeah. But Baruch Hashem, he has. I'm not going to like say which people he has more, but his episode has more listens than some of these very famous people. And I think it resonates with people. People are everyone wants to feel valuable. Everyone is valuable. Everyone has a reason why Hashem put them here, and not everyone. You don't need to be a rav of a shul. You don't need to be a CEO of some organization that's stopping, you know, some crazy thing happening. Like, no, you could be an accountant and daven three times a day and learn, and that's you're doing something very meaningful. You could be a mother and dealing with your kids or just whatever it is. You there's a role for you. There really is.
Right. So do you get like a million requests all the time? Oh, could you have me on? Oh, could you have me on?
So I have an unspoken rule that when someone asks to be on, you automatically do not get invited on. I broke it once. I'm not going to say it for who. But it's usually the best is when someone like that. That's like a golden rule. Like if you want to be on, get like your friend to suggest you. There's Baruch Hashem, so many people to interview. So we're actually not running out. But it's yeah, I definitely always, cause like, it's a little pretentious. It's like, hey, I'm meaningful. Like it's as long as you know, it's from Hashem, I guess it's okay. But like, it's I don't know. Always a little interesting. It's like, I don't know. It's always a little interesting.
Wait, I want to go all the way back and something that you said in the beginning of your spiel here, which is not to downplay it. What made Nachi approach you? You said like I had assumed that you guys were like best friends, and what like why
I actually hate Nachi, so we do a great job. No, okay, I love Nachi. Yeah, we really didn't know each other so well. Like he wasn't like a complete stranger to me. Like I remember when he got engaged, like I was near the shul where his afraf was. I always mix up the words afraf and var. I don't know why. But either way, I was near that shul. So, of course, I went in. I said mazel tov. Like, I kind of knew. Like, it wasn't completely at a zero, like, in terms of knowing each other. But I think he actually tried out. He's like, okay, let me do this idea with someone else. I don't know who it was even. Just didn't vibe. From day one, I told him, I said, listen, we got to see if there's chemistry here. So we sat down and did a whole podcast, an hour's worth of just me and him talking about anything. But yeah, that's the, I guess there's certain, I guess, tips and tricks if anyone's wanting to start a podcast, which I get that question very often, is yeah, if you're doing it with someone else, you want to make sure there's good chemistry. And if there's not good chemistry, you got to figure out how people could perceive as if you have good chemistry. Cause like,
just fake.
It's hard. Right. Yeah. But like,
fake it till you make it.
I guess so. But like at the end of the day, like if, by nature, I mean, my wife's gonna call me out on it. I am not high energy by nature. People by work think that. People maybe listening to this podcast, like people, I'm not really like high energy by nature. I'm really not. It's kind of an act. My wife hates it because it's not like who I really am. But that's what I know. That's what people want to listen to. Like people, whether it's on the podcast, my status, or whatever I'm putting out, like I want to see high energy. So that's what I want to put out there. So I think that's very important. And in terms of my relationship with Nachi also, like people need to see that we're getting along, having a fun time and kind of like what you said, it, the more you make it, you like fake it, the more you make it. So like, we definitely have a fun time doing it. And we've definitely gotten very close since it. But like 98% of our conversations are very podcast related, which is fine. It's like it's work for us, but we love it. It's so much fun and it's an honor.
Right. So it's very nice. We hear a lot about your social media life, and now we will, as someone who was commenting on the podcast said, you know, they want a glimpse. I really, for everyone who's just joined, we really could have went for about an hour and a half to two, but we will. And last episode with Dublin Perception, we really could have went for longer, but as we like to wind down and get
after the Yaakov Klein episode, which was amazing, but so many people complained about the length.
How long was the longest? Oh,
recommendation: he should join your podcast.
I think he was in Yeshiva for Rockaway, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
I think he's a little younger than me. But how long was your longest?
Our longest episode was 50 minutes.
It doesn't compare to the meaningful people.
No, you should know. But it's funny you're saying that. In my ideal length for an episode is like 30 to 40 minutes, but I hit certain points. It's impossible with certain, like, I can't like talk to Holocaust survivor and wrap that all up in 30 minutes. Like, I can't, like, even an hour and a half is not enough time. But like,
so to wrap up, as I would say,
for us, I actually made a promise. I'll own up to it. I made a promise in the first episode of this podcast that we'll try
to keep 15.
We'll try our best to never be more than 50.
Now most episodes are about 25.
We could be Mavata the Nedder. We just need another person here, and then we could be like, you know, Matzalach, right. Matzalach, Matzalach.
So to kind of transition to as I always like to say recently, Yitzchak's famous question, which he never answered. What's your favorite quote and why?
That's a good question, Yitzchak. I don't remember the quote, and I probably should have looked at it before, but this is what I put in my yearbook, and...
Don't worry, Yitzchak did the same thing when we interviewed him for the first episode.
Okay, so I'm getting chills thinking about it, but, like, there's so many quotes, but I don't know, something with this really resonated with me, and, so that's my story, so I'm gonna say it. Basically, the Tonight Show, which I'm sure a lot of people know about, a lot of people have no clue what it is, but the Tonight Show... It used to be hosted by Jay Leno, and then Conan O'Brien took it over. And then after he's been waiting for it. And then after he took it over, Jay Leno basically wanted to do a show right before the Tonight Show, and basically pushed the Tonight Show to a later time, and that killed ratings. And because of that, they decided they're going to take it away from Conan O'Brien and give it to someone else, who is Jimmy Fallon, who currently does it. Random. But when Conan was on his last show, it was pretty funny. In like the last few episodes, like he just spent tons of NBC's money. That's the network, because like he was getting kicked out anyway. Whatever, it was funny. But either way, he finished off. He said,
"Need to be very holding."
Yeah, no, I was very.
Do you feel free in the sense that you probably can't talk about these topics on the Meaningful People?
No, it just doesn't come up. I don't know. Like I've spoken to my Rosh Shiva about this in the past. Like. I don't know. Like, I kind of want people to, like, listen, I'm the biggest fan of, like, don't watch movies, don't watch TV, like, totally. But, like, I'm not fully there yet. I've definitely cut down so much, but I kind of like that I'm not some Rav or Rebbe or, like, I'm a regular guy. And, like, yeah, like, listen, I was brought up this way, and I understand that there's tremendous waste of time, aside for everything else. Like, there's so much time wasted with it. But regardless, so I did get a good message out of this. This happened many years ago, but with Conan, he said, I don't remember the exact line, but the message stuck with me. He said, like, he was talking to kids. He was like basically crying. He's like, listen, no matter what happens to you in life, like, continue to just try to always do the best you can. Like, be kind to people around you, 'cause it will always work out for you. And like, for me, it was like, whoa, like this guy. Literally, like, he was waiting his whole life for this, and like, it really was being torn away from him, and he really was just like, he was just such a mensch about it. And he's not a Jewish guy at all, but like, I've seen it with him. I've seen it with, listen, he's not, I'm not recommending you go look up all his stuff. Like, some of his things are like prost or just not, whatever it is, but I just thought that was a really nice lesson. And I don't know, it always stuck with me.
Very nice. It's a good lesson. Also, happens to be that we were able to cross over onto the past episode, because on both this and last episode, you and David Bishefkin both mentioned big comedians.
I cut out. Yeah, he mentioned correct. Conan O'Brien?
No, he mentioned Dave Chappelle and something else. But yeah, so very meaningful quote. it's meaningful. We've actually veered away from that word because we don't want to sound like all the podcasts have to make sure that they're doing their own thing and not copying anyone else.
Mayor's like, meaningful memes. Find,
like, we... So, yeah, so that was very meaningful and interesting and a good spin on things. And so thank you, Iacco, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Great to have you on. Get to know you a little bit after hearing you. I've listened to, I can't say all, but many of the.
Yes, like,
of
what, the meaningful what was your people, favorite so episode
it was
so
good
far?
To actually get to know you.
There's no right or wrong answer. I don't know.
Oh,
I
it's
always,
hard to choose.
I've been finding different people say different things because I think they just resonate with different people.
So I could say, Mayor, you want to go? Mayor, you listen.
I'll go
right?
For, I don't listen so religiously, but I definitely like the Zushi episode, and mostly because at the end they sing the song that I really liked. But yeah, but all the episodes are very interesting, and I think that specifically all the episodes. The sense that you're able to, they're kind of able to touch anyone who joins it in the sense that like many people, it resonates with a lot of people, even if they don't necessarily agree with one person in one aspect or something, they definitely enjoy, people enjoy those podcasts because they're very much, they show real life people
thank
and
you.
Real,
appreciate
real
that.
Experiences.
Yeah, no, totally.
I'm struggling right now in my choice. Maybe next time, maybe I'll like really sit
maybe,
down.
Maybe if we get Yusuke on your podcast, he'll talk about that.
I'm just thinking like I probably don't want to give out my number, but like I don't know, Mayor. Maybe my I could send you a link to be featured so people can see my status. I don't know. I'm always thinking. I don't know if that's a thing.
I mean, I've seen stuff from you sent around. I haven't posted them because I'm very mocked on their original stuff. But yeah, so maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we'll start a chat. I don't know. We'll speak about. We'll be in talks. Okay, so thank you for joining us, Jakob, and thank you for joining the Mayor's News podcast. Thank you. Tune in next time for the next Mayor's News podcast. If you'd like to join the status or have any recommendations for a guest or have any other comments, WhatsApp 315-504-5101 or email
thank you guys. This was awesome. Thank you.